Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After their first-round exit from the NFL playoffs, it's already time to focus on what the New England Patriots will look like next season. The biggest question is who will be the team's leader, the quarterback, with Tom Brady becoming a free agent for the first time in his career. Brady was unwilling to discuss the future following the Patriots' 20-13 loss to the Tennessee Titans on Saturday in Foxborough.
I love playing for this team. I love playing for this team for two decades and winning a lot of games. And I don't know what it looks like moving forward, so we'll just take it day by day.
So to begin considering what is ahead for the Patriots, we turn this morning to ESPN football writer Mike Reese, who's in the studio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
And thanks for coming in. I think you and I late last week were both worried the Patriots would not get through that first game with the Titans, and it happened. The team must be very disappointed.
Very disappointed. Was in the locker room late Saturday night, and I would say that they got what they deserve, and they know that, Bob. You know, they weren't playing as well as they have been in the past coming down the home stretch of the season, and these are all the best teams in the league that are still left, and if you play like that, you don't get the reward.
All right, let's look ahead now. Tom Brady, the biggest star to ever play for the Patriots. He's 42. He's a free agent. He says he indicated in that news conference Saturday night that it was unlikely he'll retire, but whether he stays in New England is up in the air. Why might he want to move on? And why might the Patriots let him?
Well, so let's start with why he might want to move on. After 20 years, you know, there's a thought that maybe I want to see what it looks like on the other side. And the Patriots had an opportunity in contract talks with Tom Brady and his agent before this season to hammer out a long-term deal. And they couldn't come to an agreement. So at this point, Tom might want to shop his services, for lack of a better word, to other teams to see what they have to say, to see what his worth is on the open market. And as for the Patriots as to why they would let him, well, they had a chance to lock him in, and they didn't. So they're obviously, it's about the number, the price. What could they do for a compromise to meet in the middle that works for everyone?
All right, let me ask this question. Is there a market for Tom Brady? He's 43. He's played under one system and one coach for his entire career. He's near the end of his career. Is there a place for him to go? Is there a market for him?
So there's a couple things, Bob. The first thing I say whenever we talk about markets is it only takes one team to create a market, right? And so I would say for some, Tom is still playing at a high level, maybe not as high as he had in the past, but it would be a surprise to me if there wasn't at least one team that was willing to take the plunge. And sometimes it's a team that might be struggling to sell tickets. And think about that scenario. The idea
marketing
of bringing in Tom Brady for just like, wow, I want to go buy tickets to see Tom in a different uniform than the one we've seen the last 20 years.
I heard some speculation yesterday that maybe he'd consider going home to California if there's a team in the Golden State willing to take him.
Yeah, the Chargers would be the team because they're moving into a new stadium. They're struggling to sell tickets. They used to be based in San Diego. They moved to L.A. a few years ago, and they sort of haven't really gotten a foothold in the market. Another team to consider, Bob, the Tennessee Titans, the team that just beat the Patriots. They're coached by one of Tom Brady's closest friends, Mike Vrabel. And, you know, offensively, they only scored 14 points in that game against the Patriots. He could be the last piece they're looking for to elevate them to that next level.
What would the Patriots' options be without Brady as the QB?
They drafted a quarterback last year in the fourth round, Jarrett Stidham, and they've been very impressed with him. In a lot of ways, if they turned to him, it would be like the time the Patriots turned to Tom in 2001 when he was a second-year player, and we didn't know much about him at the time. There would be a pretty significant learning curve if they do that.
All right, let me ask about one other person on the team before I let you go. Offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, longtime Patriots, key person, on the sidelines. You think he's gone? A lot of teams are prospecting him as a head coach.
Well, he's looking at two different teams, Bob, for interviews, the Cleveland Browns and the Carolina Panthers, and if he likes what he hears in those interviews, and those teams like what they hear from him, and he gets an offer, I think he would take it. At the same time, he said he's very happy here. His family has a great setup in the area. So I think that one I could see going either way, depending on how the interviews unfold.
Mike Reese, thanks for coming in this morning. Mike covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis for us here on WBUR. Mike, great to talk to you all year long. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I really appreciated it this year.